We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go. Yo, yo, this is your host, Michael Russo, a.k.a. M. Rudo. This is episode number 86 of the Motivation Movement podcast titled, Stop Living Life on Autopilot. Pay attention. Does life just happen to you, or do you make life happen? Why does time feel like it moves so much faster as you age? Maybe when you're young, the novelty of everything you experience being so new and so fresh is what grounds us to the present moment, the here and now. Every day is an adventure. Every day we learn something new. But when you grow and turn into an old fart, everything seemingly becomes less exciting. Repetition sets in, every day feels the same, your daily routine of housekeeping, exercising, working and sleeping gets boring. You went from life in the fast lane at high speeds to slow and steady on cruise control. It's not the worst thing in the world, but the truth is, you're living life on autopilot. Living life on autopilot becomes dangerous when we go with the motions too much, with no resistance at all. It's almost as if we lose consciousness of our experience being so wrapped up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Work and social commitments, job applications, paying bills, family matters, chores, sports, after-school activities, blah blah blah. One day, you snap out of it and realize, holy shit, time is moving really fast and I've been doing the same damn thing every fucking day for the past 8 months. I haven't paid attention to my health, my spirit, my mind, my needs, and my dreams. We've been conditioned to think less and do more. A survey of 3,000 people in Britain found that 96% of them acted on certain things or made certain decisions unconsciously and automatically. Some of these decisions included what to wear, which route to take to work, what to do on the weekends, what to have for lunch or dinner, and how to answer emails. When questioned about these decisions, the general response was, "I don't really remember deciding anything in specific. It was all kind of just a blur." Trust me, I know productivity is important and our work is important, but it's important to become conscious and cognizant of our internal dialogue and external actions. Every single day, we have the ability to control our thoughts, our actions, and our environment, whether you're conscious of it or not. Choosing to live an amazing life is within your power. Today's quote is from Mr. Bertrand Piccard, who's a pretty interesting character. He's a Swiss psychiatrist and balloonist. He was the first to complete a non-stop balloon flight around the entire globe in a balloon named Breitling Orbiter. The quote was stated as follows. Very often, human beings are living life on autopilot, reacting automatically with what happens. What interests me about the life of an explorer is you are in the unknown. You are out of your habits. When we live life on autopilot, it seems like someone else is driving. We don't have control of the steering wheel. First, let's discuss a couple of telltale signs that might conclude you are in fact living life on autopilot. Does every day seem like a blur to you? Every day seems the same and the weeks and months get confused because your routine is so predictable. You follow the plans of others without thinking for yourself. Maybe you don't deal particularly well with unforeseen circumstances or last minute changes to your plans. Maybe you just have a difficult time remembering basic activities like where you drove, which route you took, what you had for lunch yesterday, or a simple conversation you had with a friend. What made me realize I was living on autopilot was mentally burning out. Since I was always on the go, on a call, on a plane, on a Zoom, I never took the time to pause and reflect on my thoughts and my well-being. I was both busy and distracted, a deadly combination. A new age identifier of being on autopilot is evident by the amount of time you spend mindlessly scrolling through your emails and TikToks and or binging on low-budget, shitty Netflix films. A sense of FOMO, the fear of missing out, is another indicator you're living life on autopilot. You know there's more juice to squeeze out of life, but you can't move yourself to go pick the fruit. Finally, you probably feel like you're just going to dread tomorrow. Every day feels like a horrible, crappy Monday after a long weekend. You don't feel motivated to take action because you believe nothing's going to change or be different tomorrow anyways. There's nothing really exciting to look forward to. So, how the hell do we turn off autopilot? Because there's obviously no quick fix flip of a switch here. You need to understand where you're going in life and why. Your purpose should guide and inspire your actions. Keeping your mission close to your mind and heart will bring more intention and fulfillment in our everyday activities. Bringing a healthy dose of mindfulness in the form of meditation to your regularly scheduled programming will help you live life more in the moment. Run the day or let the day run you, right? Think outside of the box. Extend yourself beyond your comfort zone. We die inside a little bit every day when we stop growing and evolving. So challenging yourself to learn a new skill, for example, is a great way to engage in personal discovery and development. Test your limits. Experience more often. You don't have to make drastic changes either. You can begin with baby steps, like we always say, tiny changes. Simple adjustments to your daily routine stack up quick to make a big impact. Choose a meaningful goal and go for it with conviction and intention. In conclusion, my final thought for the day is that it's in our nature to live life on autopilot. Our brain actually has a built-in autopilot mechanism. Research on the unconscious mind has shown that the brain makes judgments and decisions quickly and almost automatically. Autopilot helps us cope at sometimes. It's not always so bad. According to a study mentioned earlier in the episode, the average adult makes around 35,000 decisions each day, so it's a good thing many are second nature. In this way, they help us to automatically manage routine tasks and keep our brain from being overloaded with new information. But living life on autopilot for too long can come at a heavy emotional burden. Don't mistake performance, success, being busy, and productivity for happiness and fulfillment. It's not sustainable. You can take back control and live a happier life today simply by being more mindful. Let every action be a choice. When we're intentional about our actions in the present, we'll always be assured that we did the best we could. And that satisfaction right there, that's gold. That is all for today's episode, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag The Motivation Movement on social media. Tag Adam Ruto and do not forget to visit my new website, mruto.com. I want to hear your raw, uncut, and unfiltered feedback. Please do not hold back. I'm not sensitive. I can take it, and I very much appreciate the constructive criticism. If you come across a great quote you'd like to hear me talk about, share it. Tune in for new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast as well. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. Thank you for listening in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the motivation movement. Let's go.